Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. And so yeah, if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be anything from love, life, music, movies, TV, mostly life and stuff like that. But I'm Shaquoia D, and I have with me
Ben Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And we also have a special guest today. We have with us the legendary, marvelous Madam Press, aka, or I guess your actual name is.
My actual name. Yeah.
Also known as Sierra. I'm not going to do your full name.
Sierra is fine.
Okay, because I can do your whole name, because you tell everybody your whole name anyways.
Hi, my name is Sierra Smalls.
That's how you introduce yourself? With your whole name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's professional.
Very. Sometimes I do my middle
name. I was going to do the middle name. That's
Hi,
how
my name
like,
is Sierra Nicole Smalls.
That's how I was like, I don't know if she wants to do the full thing or... Okay,
I gotta go hard or go home.
We have Sierra Nicole Smalls here with us today in the Gray Area. We're really excited because she's our first guest.
I'm excited to be here.
So, as you can see, we're in a new location. Slightly different setup.
Sound like...
Please don't mind the sound effects. Yeah, we're in a new location. Just trying something new out for today.
Yeah. Yeah, but here we are. Hey guys, how are you?
Good. Trying to wrap my head around the whole name.
The whole name?
Okay, introduction, not the whole name. But like, hey, my name is etc. Hey, I don't even tell people my name.
What do you say?
What do you say?
What's up? I mean, that's fair.
How do you introduce yourself?
I'm just like, hey, same thing actually. Yeah. I never actually don't usually start with my name. I'm just like, hey, yeah.
Start talking.
Like when you're introducing yourself to new people?
Actually, it depends, right? So, if we go in like, all right, hey, it's like if somebody's introducing us, mm-hmm. then of course they say, I usually be like, Damani, and I'm shaking their hand. Which is really weird because I never remember the person's name if I do that because I'm focusing on trying to make sure I don't forget my own name.
Right.
But that's not it.
Relatable.
Right. Yeah, but if we're just like, if I'm just meeting you like casually, somebody might be like, hey, and then if we get to our names, it's like, hey, by chance, what's your name? So, oh, yeah, okay, my name is, just wanted to say hi, and that's it.
But you only say Damani?
Yeah, I don't ever say my last name.
So if you're in a setting like that where you're introducing yourself to somebody, Devontae. Like, you just say Devontae?
Yeah.
No middle name, no last name, no nickname. Just Devontae.
Yeah, I just say Shaquoia.
Okay, so... It's now no you judgment. Say it like that. No, it's okay. Fine. In those settings, I do just say, hi, my name is Sierra. But if it's like, I don't know, like a professional
setting,
or if I'm like presenting something, then I will say my whole name because I also sign my whole name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just sign my first and last name.
I say Shaquoia D. Brown if it's a professional setting. And
if it's a professional, Devontae. Yeah. If not a professional, what's up?
first name basis. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I always say my middle name because, well, not my middle name, my middle initial. Don't give them the full name. I give them the initial.
That's smart.
Yeah. And I'm just like, make sure you add that initial in there. It's important. But
one time a teacher told me she thought my name was like a stage name. She thought it was fake.
Because you have a really nice name. Like, it's really, like, it's distinct.
Yeah, I think it just flows. Like, yeah. And I have to say the whole thing.
And you always say the whole thing.
Right.
So it's weird for me when you don't say the whole thing. So, but I wasn't sure how you were feeling today. So, because I was going to say Sierra Nicole Smalls.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. You guys know me so well. Oh, gosh.
So this is Sierra.
Yeah. Now welcome. You know how she introduces herself to the
yes.
world.
Yes.
Welcome to the grave.
All right. Well, we
we talking about today?
Changes first.
Yeah, changes first. So the question that I had for you guys was, I mean, it's like two or three questions, but so one is change necessary, right? And then two, how often do you feel like you change?
Mm-hmm. One, I feel like change is very necessary. You can't go without change. And two, I feel like I change like weekly, bi-weekly, whenever I get a check. Whenever
I
get a check.
I change every paycheck.
Every paycheck. I want to change every day, though. But
yeah, I want to say that I change every day, but I feel like I change frequently. But like, what type of change are you referring to? Are you talking about like, as far as, I guess, I don't want to say personality traits, but like, yeah, personality wise, like as far as like, what are you saying?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess personality wise, like you as a person, it's more so, I guess, subjective, but because, all right, we talk about like people changing, like your friends changing, like them not being the same individuals that they were before. So it's like, how often do you feel like you change?
I guess every few weeks. Not when I get my paycheck, but I do act a little bit different when my paycheck comes in. But like, I feel like every few weeks, maybe. I know I was talking to our cousin, and he was saying, you know, life happens in cycles, like 21-day cycles. So every 21 days, it's kind of like you shedding the old you and starting a new chapter. Mm-hmm. So it might be kind of like that. I never really thought about like how exact timeline of how often I change them.
Mm-hmm. Your turn. I have thought of exact timelines.
Really?
Yeah. I think at one point I felt like I was changing like every 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I think I first noticed it when I was a junior in high school.
Okay.
And then when I was a junior in undergrad, and then 4 years after that.
Almost on like a school schedule. Yeah. Like every 4 years, like you transition to a new school, like middle school, that kind of thing.
Right. But I don't think I was changing, like becoming a completely different person. I think I was just growing into who I am now. Mm-hmm. So like I was still changing, but like parts of me are still the same, just obviously more mature.
Right.
That's interesting.
Don't slide me a question.
I was getting ready. I was gonna say I want to say I change daily, but I guess on the outside, for everybody else, it wouldn't seem like that. But I think internally, I feel like I'm changing daily. So like I learn something new every day, and so or I'm challenging something that I thought I knew the day before. So all right, I learned something this day, let me like exercise it this the next day. Oh, okay. And so before I realize it, like when I look up, I'm like, oh snap, I'm doing totally different things. My diet is different, the things that I believe is totally different. So I mean, I think I'm changing daily. When I notice the change, typically is I think a week to week basis, I guess. Mm-hmm. Just because when you're doing it, you're just kind of like laser focused in and you don't really look up.
Yeah.
So you're just like, oh snap, I didn't even realize I took 30 steps. Like, if we're just talking about race, like I took 30 steps and I didn't realize I took 30 steps. Right. I was just focused on the first step. But the main reason I asked that about the change thing is because, so does it bother you then, if you feel like you change, whether it's every 4 years, whether it's weekly, every paycheck, whatever, does it bother you then when other people aren't receptive to how you like how much you've changed?
Yes. Yeah, it don't bother me no more.
I feel like it still bothers me a little bit. It depends on who it is. Like if it's my family, then I'm like, because I don't necessarily want you to still keep treating me like I'm 5 years old. So I'm like, listen, I've changed. I don't even do these things anymore. I don't like these things anymore. But if it's just like, I mean, I guess anybody else, I don't really think about it as much because I just don't really think about it as much. But I feel like my family are the people who, I guess, see me in a certain way much more than other people do. Mm. I feel like. I guess they have me in more of a box than other people do.
Okay. So, that's interesting. So, something that I realized that I do a lot of times with my friends is that when I'm meeting them, it almost feels like I have no clue who the person I'm going to meet is going to be at after. So, do you expect them to change in the same... to the same degree that you're changing, or do you expect them to change a lot by, like, in between the times that you've seen them and not seen them?
I don't be expecting them to change. I don't really think about them changing. I'll be wanting everything to still be, like, good. But if it's not good, it's like, it don't bother me as much as it did. Like, if everything not the same, it doesn't bother me as much as it used to. I think I care a lot less, and I'm comfortable with myself, within myself enough to know that it's not me, and know everything is not for everything. So it's like, hey, I love you, but it's not working out.
I don't know. I feel like you expect people to change, but it's like you don't really know how they changed or how they grew, or even sometimes like what experiences they went through while you weren't with them. So I feel like I don't necessarily really expect much, because I don't expect you to grow how I grew or the same amount that I grew, because your life is different than mine. Right? And even same thing like him, it's like, if I hope that when we meet again or when we see each other again, everything is good. Like, we just back like we never left, basically. But if it's not, I don't have no ill will against you, but I recognize, either I change too so much that this doesn't work for me, or it doesn't serve my highest good anymore, or either maybe you change so much that I was like, it's just still not serving my highest good, or we're just growing in two opposite directions, or I just don't like what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you haven't grown and I've grown, and I'm just like, yeah, I can't be in this space anymore. So, I mean, I feel like it would be selfish of me to expect somebody else to change as much as I did. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know what your journey is, for real.
Right. I think everybody has their own paths, and like you said, it might be taking you in two different directions.
Right.
And you don't have to change the same way that I'm changing. If that change does kind of lead us apart, then that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the same thing can be said for, like, friendships that you've had, you know, when you were younger, like in elementary school. Like, you're not as close, or maybe you are, but, you know, for a lot of people, you're not as close to those friends anymore because you've grown apart, or you've, you know, gone in different directions, and then you find new people to grow with, and maybe you've also kind of, you know, branched off from those people too.
Right.
But I think no matter the direction that you go in, you always kind of find people who are growing, maybe not necessarily on your path, but maybe like alongside you.
Right.
You gotta want to change too. So yeah. Like, granted, as time goes on, you're going to change, but to grow at a rate or change at a rate that a lot of people changing now, it gotta be intention. That's deep. What are we talking
about? Oh, man. But yeah, you're right. Because you have to welcome the change. Because sometimes people just don't want to change.
Mm-hmm. And you're like comfortable with
it. Right. Yeah. And it's like, you can't do anything about that. As much as you want to, like, want people to do better or change for the better or whatever it is, you can't make them want it. And if they don't want it, it's not going to happen.
So, bless
you.
So, interesting, right? Because I think the relationship between change, right, and consistency is funny, right? Because how often are you supposed to change if you want to be consistent? right? How, like, where is the balance between being consistent, doing something consistently, and then knowing when to change?
But changing doesn't necessarily mean stop doing what you're doing. It could just be going to a different level. So, like, if you're working out, you might start with doing 10 push-ups. Mm-hmm. And then that change, okay, now I'm doing 15 push-ups. So it's like, when I think of change, I don't think of, like, just switching and doing something else. I think of, like, upgrading, like, going to the next level. Like, just walking up the steps. Like, to get all the way upstairs, you got to walk up to the next step. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's just like changing where you're at, whether that's mentally, physically. I do this for a living. Talk to me. Yeah, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, you just go up to that next level. I like that.
I agree, but also I do think change is sometimes literally like changing something completely. Because sometimes the change that's needed is you changing from doing something that wasn't benefiting you, or changing from maybe procrastinating or not believing in yourself. And I think change and consistency go hand in hand, because like you are consistently changing. Like you make the commitment to consistently change, whether it be you just growing or it be you literally, all right, I'm just going to stop this. I'm going to completely change what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It's still, you have to be, like you said, intentional about it, because if you're really actually changing, it's a commitment every day to like, okay, I'm going to stay on this path of change. Mm-hmm. Or you going to be like, all right, I think I'm going to, this was cool for a few days, but I think I'm going to go back to doing whatever I was doing. Let's revert back to those 10 push-ups. I think that was a good spot for me. You know, so I think it's both things.
Yeah, that's, and the reason I brought it up, because it's, again, the relationship between being consistent and changing is like, it's funny because sometimes you don't know that you need the change until you do something for a specific amount of time over. Like, so you're doing something and it's like, I didn't realize that I was doing it wrong until I did it for 100 days straight. And it's, all right, now I have a better view of it. So I just, it's funny because, again, we preach a consistency. But it's like doing the same thing. A lot of times if you're doing the same thing over and over, the first thing people say is, like, oh, you're not changing, you're staying stagnant. But you're also telling people, hey, you have to change. So you have to change consistently. But, I mean, I think you did a good job explaining it. But
it's also like, while you're doing something consistently, you're consistently learning at the same time. So it's, you have to change at some point. Like, if you keep doing the same thing, you're learning more. So now it's like, it's easier to like know when to change or shift or do something different or something that'll help you get to where you're going quicker. You might meet somebody and they boom. I don't know if that makes sense. But. Great imagery.
like having an epiphany?
I mean, you like along the way, you're learning. Mm-hmm. So, I don't even remember where I was going. But you're learning. Along the way, you're learning. So, you're going to change.
The change is inevitable.
Yeah.
So, and I guess, yeah. So, next question. Do you feel like you always change at the same rate, or do you feel like now you have a better ability to change faster, slower? Do you feel like, you know, like, is it one of the, do you feel like it was different before? You feel like you were changing a lot faster when you were younger? Do you feel like you were changing a lot faster now? Or do you not notice the difference?
I don't notice the difference at the moment.
I was trying to think about my timeline. Just I don't know if I'm still on my 4-year track. But I think I've changed recently. Like, again, still staying the same person, but just growing a little bit more, getting to know myself better as a young adult in my late 20s.
You said late.
That's what it is. In my late 20s, because I'm not the same person that I was when I was 23. which is crazy. Yeah. Right. Because it feels like it was just yesterday.
Yes.
Dang. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's all right. No, you gotta...
But change happens, you know? So, sometimes you're not ready for it, and then sometimes, you know, things happen where it kind of pushes you into that mode where you're like, I'm not the same person anymore. Mm. I can handle things differently. I'm thinking about things differently. Mm. You know, I have different people around me. So I think that's where I'm at right now.
I don't know. I feel like it depends on what I'm doing. Mm. Like, me right now being intentional, like, about certain aspects of change in my life, I feel like it depends on where my focus is. Because I feel like although we grow, I guess, every day, we grow in different areas of our lives in different ways. So I feel like it really depends on what I'm actually paying attention to as far as growth or change in my life. So I think it kind of varies. I feel like I've changed a lot over the past year. Like, a lot. We changed our diet. I changed a lot of spiritual beliefs and stuff like that. So it's like, I feel like I've been changing fairly quickly lately. But still, I think there are other parts of my life that it's been like a slower type of change. So I think it depends. What about you, Damani?
I think I didn't notice how much I was changing when I was younger. I think it was more so I was changing. I could have been changing at the same rate, but I think now I'm just hyper aware of every change now. So it's whether it's just the change, my mindset, my mood, like just how I wake up, when I go to sleep, all of that little stuff. So I think, I don't know if it was, it just felt faster or if it felt, I don't know if it felt different when I was younger, but I just know I wasn't as aware of it when I was younger. Now I'm a lot more aware of it. The question that I had though, do you feel like school allowed you, gave you enough room for change, like consistent change? Do you feel like that when you were in school, you had enough time to change? Or do you feel like now, you, because you were not in school, you're almost forced to change every day?
Yeah, I feel like school didn't give me the room to change, just because at the end of the day, it's still like only so much you could do. It's still like a certain construct that you have to abide by. So it's not like, I think we were talking about this like last week or something, like it's a blank now when I wake up, my day is a blank. It's like whatever I choose to do during that day. Granted, it was the same back then, but it was like, okay, I gotta go to class, I gotta practice now. It's like stuff that's already blocked off. Now it's like a blank sheet of paper. All right, what we doing today? Boom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If I feel like doing something that'll provoke change, to do something that provokes change. If I don't, like, nobody pushing me to do anything except me at the end of the day. Before, it's like maybe the coaches coming to the class, making sure you, like, they check your, they might check your attendance in the classes, and you got study hall now. So it's like they put certain things in place so you can improve. But now it's like everything is up to me. So, like, I'm forced to change. Long story less long, I'm forced to change due to the freedom that I have. Free will. If I will say.
Dad jokes. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
I don't know.
That's fair.
I don't know if... Yeah, I don't know. I also went to Catholic school, so I don't know if that had, like, a different impact on, like, how I saw myself, or, like, how they kind of brought us up within, like, our school, because I feel like, for the most part, we weren't necessarily seen as individuals. You were always seen as, like, the whole, And I think they always had like expectations for everyone, you know, in each grade that you go through. So I guess like in a sense, like maybe yes, because you're like advancing throughout the grades. So you obviously like you're growing and you're changing, but I don't know if they help to facilitate our change, mm-hmm. you know?
I feel like it was probably more like for all school, it's like a more structured way of like you can change because of course you're getting older, but also like stay change within mm-hmm. these yeah right. these mm-hmm. confines, and that's okay rather than really exploring who you are. I feel like mm-hmm. in college you have a little bit more room to grow, but at the end of the day, school is about school.
Right.
So like when you're in school, even if you're like growing and changing, it's only so much you can do that because you're so focused on school. Mm-hmm. Like you still are trying to pass. Like even if you're failing your classes or something like that, you're not paying attention. It's like you at some point you're like, oh snap, I don't want to get kicked out of school. Let mm-hmm. me focus on school. Right. And then you're putting your time into that rather than putting your time into yourself. Mm-hmm. So I feel like in some ways it can, but it's literally within a certain structure. Mm-hmm. Like you can't really, really explore yourself, find yourself, or change, like I guess to your fullest potential, really, mm-hmm. while you're in school. But stay in school, guys. Like, you know, it's important. It's
we all finished.
We did. We all actually graduated. If it's not for you, that's then okay. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. You know, but if it is for you, stay in school. It's actually, all, just get at least get through high school. Like, don't stay. If it's not for you, just at least get through high school. That's all I'm saying.
It's funny because here it's funny, right? Here you mentioned that you feel like you're forced to change more now that you're out of school, right? I feel like most people would say the opposite. I feel like most people would say that they feel like they wouldn't have as many opportunities to change because you're waking up, you're going to work, you're doing the exact same thing, so there's less opportunities to change. So it's just interesting.
I feel like you have, it's more responsibility, but to get where I want to go, I have to change. I have to change to be where I want to be. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have to change, like, consistently. And so, yeah, before, it was like, in school. Like, school's not hard. It's just school.
And that's the other mm-hmm. thing. Some people aren't challenged when they're in school. So, like, if you're not mm-hmm. being challenged, you're not really mm-hmm. growing. So, it's like, but you're focusing still all your time or most of your time on something that's not challenging you or not helping you grow. Yeah. So, it's like.
But I did learn the importance of community because school wasn't hard, but the community of people are the reason why.
You enjoy school?
Nah.
You dislike school. Oh, okay, that too. That too. That too, okay.
Like, hold up, I enjoyed it. Enjoyed is not the word.
Like, my friends was the only reason that I enjoyed it. Like, getting by part of school, it's like, alright, that's the only part of the day to look forward to outside of, like, maybe my one favorite class out of the seven this year or whatever mm-hmm. that I'm gonna take. It's like, it was the people that were around that kind of made the difference.
Yeah, I liked school until 8th grade. I used to like going to school. And then it was like, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I'm bored.
Yeah. But I think some people would say the same thing for life outside of school. Some people would say that you get out of school and it's like, again, am I living or am I just existing? Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I was also going to say, because like, even with that, furthering that, but I wonder if it's because we are, well, you are a therapist, so, but you're also creative, so anyways, never mind, I'm gonna continue what I'm saying. So because we are like artists and pursuing like I guess not a standard path, and you're also not pursuing a standard path technically because of where you specialize in therapy. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's why we feel more challenged outside of school. Because it's like, if we're not doing, we're not doing like the same old, like, yeah, sometimes we have day to day stuff, but it's a lot of different things thrown out at us throughout our day, mm-hmm. or a lot of different changes or opportunities that we have, that we create, or we have to go out and figure out how to create, because we're not just working the regular or pursuing like a regular standard job or desk job, career, whatever it is. So I wonder if that's why we find that we're able to explore more, change more, because we are, I guess, we, yeah, I don't know what the end of my sentence was, but we're creating our chances to grow. Like, even with you going to this conference, you, like, the conference was already happening, but you created the opportunity for you to even go to it, and you're taking tools from that to apply into your regular services. So, like, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't do that. They're just existing. Just going through existing. The motions. Mm-hmm. Yes, existing. Mm-hmm. Existing. Mm-hmm. And they're fine with that. Or are they fine with that? Dun, dun,
dun. Mm-hmm. I'll be feeling like I'll just be existing sometimes.
I definitely do too.
Really?
I was
just
like,
I guess I do. Like, now that I think about it, I guess that's normal. But why?
I just do. Like, I just be existing. Like, I just be here. It's tired sometimes.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, though. I think the only thing that's wrong with it is if you stay in a place where you feel like you're not living. Because, like, I think mm-hmm. you can live every day. I think you should live every day. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes the kind of like the low, like the in-between portions where you're just kind of existing, it's like, I don't want to say it builds character, because that sounds but it does, though. Because it's like, sometimes you don't notice like how long you've been doing the same thing until you're like, you wake up one day, you're like, dang, what have I been doing? I've been on autopilot for 3 months. Like, I didn't, like, let me get back on track. You know, so, yeah. I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with it. Do I think people stay and just live in existence? Like, the existing portion? Yeah, absolutely. But
what does existing look like for you guys?
I'm just here. Like, I'm just...
Or what does it feel like?
It feels like I don't have... All right. Granted, I don't have control, but it feels like I've accepted what society said I'm supposed to do. That's what existing feels like to mm-hmm. me. Like, just accepting.
I feel like existing for me, it just feels like I'm running out of time and running out of money. And I start trying to figure out ways to, like, rather than focusing on what I actually should be doing or creating what I want to create, I just start going into, like, I guess panic mode and start, okay, let me do this because this will get me this, like, I could do this on the side real quick. I get some money from this, and then I could go over here and do this. And then I lose complete sight of what I was actually working on. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I know, it's like something that I know will actually benefit me in the long run, and it's what I actually want to do, but I'll get completely sidetracked, and then I might, you know, find a new job, or, like, it's just like that. It's like a panic mode for me, but sometimes it takes me a little while to actually realize that, oh, snap, that's where my mind just went. So then, like, sometimes it takes me, like, a few days, sometimes it takes me, like, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a lot quicker about it, but that's what existing feels like, a panic state of lack of money, the lack mm-hmm. mindset. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's largely one, feeling like I'm stuck, like there's like no options, mm-hmm. which kind of goes to the like lack of control, right? But yeah, it's the stuck feeling, and then the feeling like I have no clue what I'm doing, like mm-hmm. like just no. There's no attention behind what I'm doing. So it's like I'm doing stuff, and then I'll be like, snap out of it and be like, what am I doing? I have no plan for anything. You know, it's like, how did I get here? And I think that's a lot of the times for me, the feeling of existing is just kind of being in limbo, like not really knowing what exactly is going on. And I try to live every day, but I mean, I don't, every day feels different. I wake up and feel different every single day. Mm-hmm. So it's like for me to try and live the exact same way I did the day before, it's like, I'm looking for a rehearsal. It's like, I can't, mm-hmm. it's like life isn't it's a movie, right? It's our personal movie, but can't wake up and expect this day to be exactly like the last day. Mm-hmm. So.
Unless you're stuck in one of those movies that's on like a little time loop.
Groundhog Day.
Yep. Do you feel like you're ever just existing?
I feel, as of recently, a little bit of both. I feel like I have been existing for many years. Mm. And I think as of recently, it's just popped into my mind that I can live.
Wake up!
Seriously.
You're sleeping.
No, but seriously, it's like, I don't know what happened. I feel like I just like took a step back and I was like, I don't have to do this. Yeah. Yeah. Be like, life doesn't have to be like this. Life does not have to be this way.
Like, I'm walking forward and something just like,
yeah.
Almost like you step out of your body. Right? It's
yeah,
like, oh,
yeah.
Snap. Wait, is that me? Do I look like that today?
Right.
Whoa.
It's like,
whoa. Right. Like, hey, yo, let's get back.
You're good, right. No, you're good. It's like that. Have you guys seen Doctor Strange?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
She like.
Yeah, when she like, oh, yeah, that projects him.
Yeah.
I'm floating.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Looking at me, and I'm like, wow, I don't have to do any of this. Mm-hmm. Like, I can do, like, knowing that I can do what I want, but trying to get myself out of that existing
pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the pattern. So, like, yeah, I still do the things that I feel that I should do, or feel like, you know, the world has told me that I am, and that, you know, what I should do, especially like my family.
Mm-hmm.
Being a career student, you know,
yeah.
you know, and it's just like, I think also as you get older and you're changing, right, you realize that you may not have total control over your life, but you can have some control, and the little things that you can control can push you towards living.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be something, you know, like grand, like you don't have to move across the country and like start a whole new life unless that's what you want to do. That's your business.
You can choose to smile.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to wake up a little bit earlier every day, or, you know, like you said, like, you know, walk a little bit further to the top of the steps, or if you want to do like 5 extra push-ups, like it's, you're pushing yourself, you're changing yourself from existing to living just a little bit. And like, change doesn't happen overnight, you know, like you definitely have to practice and be consistent, you know, and be motivated and determined to change your own life and kind of do that 180. So yeah, I'm a little in limbo. Astral projecting, looking at myself right now, looking at, you know, what the possibilities are.
And I think that's also cool. Like, for me, I know one of the times where I'm able to realize it again is like, because you can't, most of the time you don't know you're existing until you step back, right?
Yeah.
And your astral projection or whatever. Astral projection.
Golly.
Wow. So, what was happening? Yeah, what was happening? I need some water. I think one of the things that helped me. Oh, one of the things that I noticed about myself when I am like reassessing my life is a lot of times I notice that everything is just a suggestion. Like all of the like the job stuff, I'll be at work and somebody was like, "Hey, you have to do this," and it's like, I mean, I don't have to do anything. Like it would behoove me. It's a suggestion, right? I'm supposed to do this, but then it's like, that's for something that, for me, that's something that I noticed about myself that I'll start paying attention to. Like, all right, I don't actually have to do this. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, all right, now my level of caring, it's like I'm doing it because, all right, I want to be nice,
right,
as opposed to me just doing it and not thinking about why I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, now I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, yeah, can you do that? I can. I don't necessarily have, I don't have to show up here at 8:00. I don't have to be here, But
I'll be here at 8:02.
I got a question.
And then nobody gonna say nothing. Right. Nobody gonna say a word. But go ahead, mama.
Where did you learn the word the who?
I have no clue. Like, I think it's such an old school word. Like, I think my nana might have said it to me one time, and like, it would behoove you, because it's like, you know, it's like it's like one of those, like, hey, it would be in your best interest to do this, you know. But I don't know.
That word is funny. And you put so much emphasis on it.
Because it's just a fun
word. I
don't
think
word.
You could say it.
Yeah, it would behoove you. Like, you gotta say it like you're from Baltimore, you know? Just behoove.
Behoove. You too.
Oh, man.
Living or existing.
So what does living look like for you guys?
Whatever I feel like doing. Living for me is more of being in the present and like enjoying whatever is happening right now. It's like intentionally enjoying what's happening right now.
Okay. That's, I like that.
That's fire. I agree.
Yo, I heard that, right? It's fire.
Yeah. Nah, definitely. It is fire. I think living is also like being... just being whatever you're being when you're doing whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever I'm doing, like... And like you said, enjoying it, but more so, like, just... If I'm in the moment that I'm taking a picture of somebody, like, today, right? Taking a picture, right? I could just be taking a picture and not caring. Like, all right, I don't really care. I'm never going to see this person. Or I could, in the moment, I'm being a photographer. And it's like, I think that a lot of that is... I think a lot of living is in that. It's just like, all right, you just being whatever you want to be at that moment and just focus. When you're in that moment, just focus on that moment. You know, I think a lot of times we're doing things and we're trying to think about other things that we could be doing, should be doing. Why am I doing this?
Or even like thinking about, like for me, the old me probably would have been like, people looking at me, take these pictures, like, oh man, he trying to get the good angle. Like, but today I was just like, oh yeah, hold on, back up, let me back up. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it this way, just so it's a little more space around you. Let me get the angle. It's like, he actually know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't do this for a living.
But it doesn't matter, because in that moment you're doing everything that a photographer would do. It's like, let me just make sure the lighting, and it's like you weren't thinking about nothing else. But let me just get this picture.
Yeah. Oh, definitely in a whole different world.
It was great. He had people coming up to him later, like, you a photographer? Because I saw how you was taking those pictures over there. And my girl was like, this is how I need you to take pictures.
Like, granted, he could have been, them pictures could have been trash.
Right. They didn't
even but he was so into it that it was like.
He was like, they had to be fine.
They had to be.
The girl walked away smiling. I know they were great. But yeah.
What does it look like for you?
I'd say being present, or, you know, not feeling like, okay, I gotta wake up, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I'm on the train, I gotta go to work, I gotta, you know, what I have to do when I get to work, I'm at work, I gotta do all these things,
stressed already.
Just gotta get to lunch.
Just hearing you run down that list, I'm stressed.
Right.
How you said, the train?
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's like existing is being on autopilot, just kind of like waking up, going, doing whatever is, you know, on your mental to-do list, which I learned this before, but I had heard it again yesterday in the conference, that the mind is not built to do, is not meant to multitask. Mm-hmm. Like, our brains are monotask.
All the time.
One thing at a time. And you can only really focus on one thing. So if you're taking pictures,
you get stuff done way quicker.
Yeah. Right. And if you do it with a better quality. So if you're taking someone's pictures and getting their angles, like, you're so focused on this, you know, one task that you actually do it really well, you know, as opposed to thinking like, all right, what are we going to do after this? You know,
that's my brain.
what do I have to do later? You know, you're that's just like, me. So living is, I think, being present, being intentional, and just being like mindful, like of myself. And if I'm doing something, like paying attention to like what's coming up in my thoughts or like in my body, like how do I feel when I'm doing this thing? You know, mm-hmm. does this feel good? Or, you know, does it not feel good? And if it feels good, then, you know, this is something I can continue to do. But if it doesn't feel like it doesn't feel like it's aligning with me, then I don't know if this is for me.
You just made me have a realization. I'll tell you about it after the podcast. But
epiphany.
Message.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow. I have also have a question after the podcast. But so living for me, mm-hmm. kind of the same thing as far as like being present. But I would even go a step further and say, like, intentionally and confidently being present. Mm-hmm. Not worrying about, like you said, not worrying about what other people are thinking. Like, if I'm out here vlogging, I'm just vlogging. Like, early. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just out there vlogging. That I think that was the first time that I was really not self-conscious about, mm-hmm. like, oh, they're probably wondering why I keep recording stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just like, no, I'm just going to record everything. And
now you realize people really don't care.
They don't care. They're not looking at me.
If you do it, like, intentionally, like, if you only focusing on this one thing and you're doing it good, like, they be, like, supporting it. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, if you out there dancing and you, like, oh, he going crazy. Mm-hmm. They going gassy.
Right.
Like, yeah. It's just like people don't mm-hmm. care. Like just enjoy the moment.
And I think people don't either. People don't care, or people are super interested when they see you caring mm-hmm. so much. So it's like if they actually see you caring so much, they're like, hey, what do you like? Oh, okay, he really cares about this. Right. Oh, wow, all right. And then people get invested because they see right. you actually care.
Right.
And then it's another thing like. They might be like, oh, dang, I would have never did that in public. I would have mm-hmm. never did that here. But, yeah, let me.
Since they doing it, I might as well give it a try. Like, yeah. So I think being confidently in the present and intentionally just, like, wherever I go, that's more so, like, my living. Because mm-hmm. I feel like for a long time, not even I know for a fact, for a very long time, I wasn't doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, like people, whenever I did something, it was people's voices in the back of my head mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. telling me if it's right or wrong. Instead of me just making a decision if mm-hmm. it's right or wrong, or if it feels right or wrong.
That's the other thing. We're not really taught to like, we're taught to deem like what's right or wrong, or like if we should be doing it based off of like other people or what society deems as normal or whatever, rather than like what actually feels good to do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, certain things, of course, you need a moral compass, right? Yeah. But like, as far as just, okay, I'm reading a book instead of doing, I don't know, washing the dishes. Like, I decided to read this book because reading this book in this moment makes me feel good, rather than going over here and doing more work, you know, like, you could deem it as, I shouldn't be doing this right now. I should be, like, handling the dishes or cleaning up and stuff like that. I mean, that's how my mind usually works. But it's like, this quiet time, this moment of reading feels good. So I'm going to do this. I feel like we're not taught to think like that. We're taught to think good or bad society.
So, I was going to say it, but never mind, y'all. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, isn't it kind of interesting how, right, to the living portion, right, it's funny because you have to kind of just exist in the moment for long enough, like, so that you're not paying attention to everything else, right? So in that moment,
it's the moment, that's the thing.
Right, but in that moment, you're not, like, you're so focused on it, you're not thinking about living, you're not thinking about anything else but this, so in that moment, you're actually just existing, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, and wow. So,
which is really funny, right? Because you have to just exist in that moment, and then have to, almost like hit a switch to look back and be like, wow, I was living in that moment, like, mm-hmm. I'm living, right. So it's almost like you have to just exist to live, I don't know, it's just weird. It's a weird thing. Because I was hearing you guys explain it, and I was like, yeah, you know, you're just focusing on this one thing, and it's like, if you do that for a certain amount of time, people would say you're just existing, right? You're just focusing on this one thing. But if you're doing it with everything you have, you're like being it, right? We wouldn't say you're just existing. We would say you're living.
But I wonder if... Well, I guess that is... Okay. I was going to say something else, but I guess that does make sense, right? Because the way that we all kind of described existing was... We're focused on so many other things mm-hmm. that we're not giving ourselves the opportunity to live, right? So we're going through the motions because we're doing all this other stuff. Like, I gotta do this, whatever. And that was really like, I said that weird, but but in order to live, you just have to take that. You have to pause in that moment. So of course mm-hmm. we still exist regardless, mm-hmm. but like you said. In living, your focus changes. You're no longer focusing on everything that's going on in the world or around you or what you have to do later or whatever. You're focused just solely in that moment, which allows you to be, like literally just be, and just be in the moment. And then it is you essentially living. Because at that point, you're being intentional about your focus, I feel like. Let me know if I make sense or not.
No, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I think that makes sense.
So I think that might be like the difference of existing versus living is that your focus is different.
Mm, I agree. Do you feel like you see a lot of people who are living, or do you feel like you see people who are mostly people who are just existing, or do you just kind of feel like it's just 50-50?
I feel like
continue.
I feel like I see people who are existing. I feel like I see people trying to live who are actually existing, like confusing existing mm-hmm. with living mm-hmm. and they do it like in a form of like escapism. So, mm-hmm. and it'd be like a highlight, and like, it's just different. I don't even know how to explain it, how to articulate.
It's like
I want to.
The escapism is like the highlight of their day, mm-hmm. and then they look at that as it's like living vicariously through somebody. So yeah, like that's their moment of living, because throughout the rest of their life they're just existing, but they take that as I'm living. I feel like this is all subjective too, mm-hmm. because
yeah, my living like, isn't your living.
Exactly, yeah. Like just like our journeys are different. It's like you, in my eyes, you might just be existing, mm-hmm. but you might love the life that you live. And it's like I can't fault you for that. I can't judge you for that. It's like if you're happy, then be happy. If you like it, I love it. So yeah, that's my take on it. I do feel like I see a lot of people that are just existing, but it's also hard to tell because like on social media everybody's living their best life.
Mm-hmm. Right, I think it's more a feel thing, I guess, because right. I think certain people, when you watch them, if they're not living, they're doing a great job at acting like they're living, because like mm-hmm. everything, like from they inspire you enough, which is kind of funny because it doesn't even matter if they inspire you to start living.
Say that again.
So it doesn't matter if they're not living, if they're existing, like if their actions and just existing inspire you to start living.
Well, this will be heap will behoove you.
I feel like... Wait, were you going to say something?
I'm still thinking.
Okay. I don't know, because I feel like it does matter if they're not happy in them just existing. Mm. But that's more still a subjective thing, right? So, like, for me, I want you... Just because this is the type of person that I am, if I encounter you, I want you to not feel like you're just existing. Like, mm-hmm. even if we're working together or whatever, Like, if you're just constantly complaining about everything and, like, you're like, oh, I don't like this part of my life, I don't like that part of my life, like, it matters to me. But you're also motivating me to not do those things or not say, stay in that place. So it's like, it's still important. Like, you're doing, it's helping me, but also I don't want your suffering to be the reason that I thrive. So it's like, maybe, you know, at that point, it's like, you know, you want to help the person. You're like, okay, maybe we can try to, you know, grow together or something like that. We could both kind of, but it also, so I think it matters if they don't enjoy their the life that they're living, them existing. If they are happy with just existing and they're like, oh my gosh, you know,
I existed today.
Exactly. If that's how they feel, then it's like, it doesn't matter if that's what they're doing, because in their, to them, they are living. So who am I to say that they're not?
That's deep. The main reason I asked that is because I thought about, whether it's artists, whether it's entertainers in general, a lot of people, they'll have success in one area, but they hate the fact that they have success in this one area, right? Mm-hmm. But they're inspiring so many people along the way. So it's like, so they're, by them existing, they're still inspiring other people, even if they're not actually living the life that they want to live. So it was just a random thing that popped in my head. I was just curious.
So I might be existing.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said I might be existing.
Does it bother you
to just exist here? And then I'll be trying to do so much, so I'm not existing. So I can get out of existence.
It's that panic mode.
So I'm not existing. That was weird. Double entendre right there.
Yeah. See this a lot with YouTube is heavily part of my self-care, disclaimer. I see this a lot with like YouTube, like content creators who are always like recording something, right? Because that's what they need to do to make a living, right? Like I feel like for some of them, and I've watched some of these videos where they're like, you know, I had to take a step back because I wasn't living.
Yeah, I'd be missing so much trying to capture the moment that it's like,
right?
Like, I feel like my eyes and everything is a camera itself. So like, if I'm trying to get it, the angle that I see in my head, I never get the angle on my phone. So, and then a lot of times I'll be missing a moment trying to get to my camera, and then after I take the picture or do the video, I might try to edit it real quick. So now I'm missing everything else during this time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, easier for me to just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Like, most of the time, I'm not on my phone for real. When I'm living, I'm not on my phone for real. Mm-hmm. But I can go back once I pull the phone out. Let me tell you about this experience that I had. Hopefully, I got a couple pictures and I could just piece everything together. But like, actually being in the moment and recording and stuff, it's not for me.
Yeah. Because I think the experience is for you. Like, it's funny. The first thing I thought of was going to, every time I go to a concert and I try to record a concert, like, I'll start off recording and then halfway through it, I'm not looking at my phone anymore. And it's like, I'm just holding the phone up and I'm like, let me get the shot again. And I'm like, all right, let me just put the phone down, right? And then I'll put the phone down and then I'll go back to watch the video. The video doesn't, it never sounds as good as the actual audio or whatever. And it's like, of course I'm trying to capture what I'm feeling right now. I'm not going to get the feeling on camera.
Like, you can't anticipate like the moments that you, like, the moments that I be wanting to capture, I miss them because I'm not able to anticipate what's happening, what's going to happen. So in order for me to catch them, I have to have my phone out or camera out the entire time, like, just recording. And it's like,
I was gonna say, because I don't think you can capture the moment and be in the moment at the same time. Yeah. I don't think you could fully do both.
So here's what I do. Excuse me. So as far as concerts, what I do is I'll like hold my phone like at a certain angle or whatever, and I don't record the whole concert because I'm trying to be there. Mm-hmm. Also, another thing I do, I don't record the whole time I'm somewhere. Like, I'll do, like, short videos, yeah. capture mm-hmm. moments, talk a little bit, then my phone is away. Like, even when we went to go to the Olympic rings, mm-hmm. oh, we're here, da-da-da-da, okay, cool, put my phone away.
Right.
Like, with concerts, I'll hold my phone at a certain angle, and then, like, I won't be looking at my phone. So, I'll look here, and then I might look down every now and then, but then I'm back wherever I'm at. But I also don't record that for, like, too long. I put yeah. my phone away. Yeah, out and about, I just, mm-hmm. I don't catch everything. Not everything, I know not everything's meant to be on camera. I might be like, oh, dang, I wish we was recording, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, let's capture this again. Mm-hmm. Everybody, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. yeah some like, people do that, though. They're like, yeah. hey, like, I need you guys to say everything you said the exact same way. Say it from your soul again. Yeah,
no, I feel like that's too much, and that's stressful. So, like, but that's another thing, like, when people aren't just recording the authentic moment, it's like you want to recreate everything. You want to, it's kind of manufacture a moment so that mm-hmm. you could get more views. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just show y'all what's actually happening. And if you look at it, you look at it. If you don't, you don't. But I recorded this 5 seconds of it. So, but like, that's why even like on car rides, I'll do like maybe a minute or 30 seconds. And, but other than that, it's like, mm-hmm. all right, let's put this away. Mm-hmm. If I want something or I feel like, oh, yeah, we should record this, I'm going to just set my camera up on a tripod mm-hmm. and just let it go. Mm-hmm. That's it. If it, whatever it captures, it captures. And I also don't post while I'm there. Mm-hmm. Like, I wait until later. Like, that's why, right. this is why y'all be getting my vlogs and stuff late, because I'm trying to, if I'm there, I'm there. Yeah. So you'll get it later when you get it.
Because it's almost like you're trying, so you're in the moment and you're also trying to, like, edit the moment while you're in it, which yeah. is, like, a weird because it's thing. Like, all right, this is what I see, but like, let me make sure I get the perfect angle, because, like, they're not going to see it from this angle. Let me make sure it's, like, you're editing while you're in the moment, and mm-hmm. it's, like, it's hard to do that.
Because the moment's still happening.
Granted, some people, like, even with the Kanye, like, his friend was recording his entire almost all the time, right? So it's like, yeah. course, you're bound to get some of the highlights, but some of the moments there's some moments he just can't actually capture on camera just right. because of where he's at, or he may have missed out and been like, dang, I don't even remember it looking like this. I don't even remember mm-hmm. the energy feeling like this in this room.
Right.
So it's like, it's a balance. I think you can do it and still be happy, but I think it just depends on what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I prefer to just be in the moment though. I do want to, like, just take mad pictures though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too, because my memory be.
But that's why I record so much. Like my sister used to always be like, why you always record stuff? Because, like, I want to remember this stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, I'll just take out my phone randomly and just start recording. Like, that's just who I am. I've always been like that. But I'm not, it's just like, this is what's happening right now. I'm not going to, like, force it or anything. And I'm still in the moment. I'll make sure that I'm still in the moment, or I'll step out of the moment to do the quick video of whatever portion, and then I'll step back into it, like, and put my phone away. Because I know that it's important that I'm actually, like, really present here. Because mm-hmm. That's what the real memory lives in my head. Mm-hmm. This is just something to remind me of the memory that's already in my head.
Because then it'll just kind of, like, jog the feelings back. You know, right. Oh, snap, I saw this picture. It reminded me, yo, they sang this exact part.
Right.
I remember everybody. He made this joke right here, and it was hilarious. You had to be there. Yeah.
But that's the other thing, like, that's why when you show people stuff and then it'd be like, or you tell somebody a joke and you'd be like, oh, you had to be there. Mm-hmm. Because even if you captured it on camera, if you weren't there for, like, the moment right before the joke happened or whatever, then you still might not understand what the joke means. So, it's just like, it's cool, but it's just going to trigger your memory to be like, oh, this also happened that day. Or let me tell you why we even wound up here. Like, if you're talking to your grandkids or something like that. I'm ready for that. But like, let me, I'm gonna just be showing them all these random videos.
Now we're BET movie. Right? BET yeah. movie. Let me tell you how I got it. Just freezing in there.
Like, y'all might be wondering how I started falling. Let's go back.
You know what's even, you know what's really sad? I know, and I hate to be the person to be like, oh, back in my day. But like, kids are not gonna understand why that's so funny.
Oh, like, yeah.
Because you literally. So? What?
They don't really do movies like that no more.
Oh, I thought you were talking about back in my day.
No, oh, no, like the freeze frame. Freeze frame. Yeah.
Being like, oh, I know you see me about to bust my butt. But let me tell you,
Deadpool start like that.
Oh, but, yeah. It did, but Deadpool yeah. is still out. Like, we're. Like little kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It depends. I was just talking about
more so. Yeah, more so like the BET, especially how BET used to have it. Like, I know you was wondering how I'm about to fall on my face right now.
I know you see these people chasing me.
Or they start.
This is how it all starts.
Like they be peeing in the room.
Oh, yeah.
With the oldies playing.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy because you could be like, I already know how this movie about to go mm-hmm. right? as soon as it start, but I'm watching
that. Yeah, you go. Yeah, that's that on that, people. And the thing stops, yeah. So we could, y'all want to wrap it up?
Do y'all have any final thoughts on like living, existing, changing, growing?
Nah, I think I'm all right, man. I think I'm all right.
You want to tell the people where they can find you?
Yeah, let me just, I have to remember what my handle is.
Oh, I'm wondering how I got But thank you guys for coming to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am one of the hosts, I'm Damani. I'm here with my people, Shakoya D, B.M. Breeze. And our special guest here, you guys can follow us on all social medias and yeah, subscribe, like, comment, share, do all that lovely stuff. And
yeah.
Bye. Yeah.